This is a decision for Mr. Kenyatta or Miss Kenyatta Wilkins. She is a 49-year-old African-American female. Date of birth is 4673. Name is spelled as K-E-N-Y like, yes, A, T like Tom, A, Kenyatta. Last name is Wilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S. The patient has date of birth of 4673. Date of service 12-9-2022. The patient arrives here as a result of two major accidents that she suffered on 3-21, where she was re-admitted at 6-21, where she was re-admitted. And the patient reported that this motor vehicle accident had happened last year, left a hook on the top of the head, and a neurologist shared this thing at the Hazel Hospital. She did not take any medication for pre-existing bipolar illness or schizophrenia, and she has been according to the patient, as many of the symptoms are as a result of an automobile accident. And she appears that no other fall on motor vehicle or any other issues, work-related accident. However, these cases that she is reporting are all completely closed. And so there is no other reason to continue on the basis of auto accident. The persistent pains that she has been complaining may have been related to previous accident or even arthritic changes. I am here to report. The patient reports that she has pains which are continuous or continuous, described as stabbing, cramping, heart burning. Every pain is prominent and four weeks. ADLs are affected, 7, according to her. And the pain modified factor for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, walking, and improved by nothing except medications. In the system review, the patient reports no symptoms of TBI, including dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, memory problem, or balance problem. Only issue she has is which is to the tune of 5 or 6. However, she doesn't have any radiation of the pain to the arms or the fingers, front or back. She also denies any radiation of pain to the buttocks or the legs. Only the left leg anteriorly by the tibia below the knee sometimes have pain and it continues. She reports some radiation of pain from the neck to the upper arm, both sides up to the elbow. She also has pain in the right shoulder, which is 6 and 7. According to her, she can do up to 140 degrees of active motion in abduction, but after that, the pain starts. On the left side, the pain in the left shoulder is 7 to 8. And she is able to lift her arm up to 110 degrees of abduction. She does notice pain shooting down to both arms anteriorly, often connected to the neck, and they have not improved. Despite this accident happening in 2021, we do not have all the records from neither from therapist or not from her physician. Pain in the elbow is also reported in the bicipital, pain in the right and the left, and something in the medial and local epicondyle. Patient reports moderate weakness of the both arms. There was a fracture of the middle finger in 2007. At this time, she reports she can walk up to 100 feet without pain. She can sit up to 1 hour. She can stand half an hour. Sleep is 2 total 3 hours. The patient reports that her left arm also has a pain in the elbow and in the shoulder, but also second, third, fourth finger are now maintaining. He also injured left ankle going upstairs, but it is not related to the car accident. She reported that she fell and that caused the ankle problem. Occasionally she feels pain in the right calf muscle. However, it is not related to the blood clot. So far she has had X-rays, MRI, CT scans that are not available at the time of dictation, and we will review them. She has muscle weakness of the right arm. Specifically, she has dropped phones she has dropped the phones and other plates, renal plates, and associated numbness tingling. In fact, her needle, regarding past treatment, she reported that she has seen Dr. Bhagni, who is a family physician, and some therapy was ordered. And not getting a full treatment. In her medical history, in respiratory disease, she suffers from asthma, sleep apnea, and CPAP. The endocrine disease, she suffers from type 1 diabetes, and she's on metformin. Neurological disease, she suffers from back or neck pain injury. Kidney disease, she suffers from bladder infections. Past surgical history, she suffers from right middle finger fracture that was done many years ago. C-section times 3 right ovary cyst. Cystectomy was done. Allergy to Motrin and Zolpidem are reported. Family history, patient reported that the mother is alive, but she suffers from breast cancer. Father is alive. Personal history patient does drink, does smoke, and does not abuse recreational drugs. The ADS that are reported affected are not possible. Patients state that ability to concentrate while a relationship with the people and general activity are affected. 6. Mood is affected. 5. She also has a in which she reports that the personal hygiene, bathing, dressing, standing, running, writing, dialing a phone, home chores are affected, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Opening container is 7. Cooking in the kitchen is 6. Ability to lift a new plate is affected, 5. The physical examination. When the blood pressure is 156 over 103 pulses, the AT pulse ox is 97. Height is 5 feet 1 inches, and the weight is 185. The temperature is 98. The patient is a 49-year-old African-American female. After good bit nutrition, alert oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinus, return is calling colonicia, no acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain, faces and notice. Patient does not appear to be in acute distress or anxiety or lethargy. Patient can easily walk without any adaptive device. She already has all the DMs, I believe, and she was good at this thing. She is very from the temperature to the neurological examination. Lamacin, which is found to be normal. In the muscular spectrum examination, the inspection and palpationing from the template, while there is no spine tenderness, numbers, and no muscles, the range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension 50, bilateral side flexion 40, and bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, and bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension was painful without at 10 degrees. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, cervical spine, Hoffman's sign is negative, Berling's sign is negative, the test is negative, detection test is negative, the total test was negative, myelopathy signs are absent, in thoracic spine, boost test, lung test are negative, and the lumbar spine, Berling's chronic test is negative, straight leg raising test is negative, control lateral leg raise test negative, Berling's test is negative, camp test negative, Berling's sign negative. Secondary joint are mildly tender, but however, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test negative, favor test negative, Ganslin test negative, Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremity examination does not reveal any major finding, except for both shoulders and both elbows. Rest of the extremities are found to be intact with normal joints, normal circulation, normal reflexes, normal grip. And there are no muscle spasm, varicose vein, lacerational contusion, or pedal edema. The examination of both the shoulders reveal as follows. In both the shoulders, patient reports pain in the rotator cuff region and inability to do an active range of motion on abduction beyond 140 degrees on the right or 110 degrees on the left. Baseline pain is around 7 and 8 in both the shoulders, and it goes across in the front and also in the back. The special tests that were done reveal Hawking candidate test was positive bilaterally with empty beer can test positive. Peak test, near test is positive. Drop arm test was negative, anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. In the elbow examination, it is found that the olecranon process and both medial and lateral epicondyles are slightly tender bilaterally and they may have a tendinitis. I don't think there is a fracture on examination. And the range of motion of the shoulder or the elbow is pretty good. The normal flexion and extension as well as supination and pronation are all normal. Examination of the left arm reveals carpal tunnel syndrome for second, third, and fourth finger being involved. And it is possible that the Tinel's and Phelan's sign are positive. Possibility of carpal tunnel on the left wrist. In the right leg, we do not find any major finding of any blood clot or any other issues. The knees are completely normal. Ankle and foot are also found to be completely normal, although patients report that first and fifth toe is numb. Hip. And his examination is completely normal. Both the knees are completely normal. The general is V89.2 X60, R26.89, Z79.891. There is no headache, anxiety, or depression here, so we will do a check. Ligaments M5-4.0, shoulder M5, M2-5.511, M2-5.512, M75.110S43.43 to the elbow, M25.521, M25.521. Bursitis is M7.31, M7.32. The wrist M25.532, carpotunnel G56.02. Left leg M79.60. And left ankle and foot will be M25.527 and M79.671. Cervical spine Plan of care is from the template Kenyatta Wilkins. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is now complete physical therapy has been ordered to the patient for cervical thoracic lumbar spine. And the patient can try chiropractic treatment. To neurology and refer to Dr. Vedagubanti for neurology and other issues. A complete spine MRI is also ordered for her to identify and done, including the left shoulder. She's a psychiatric because she's which we will not be treating. At this time, patient was provided naproxen and prednisone for sleep. For pain relief, I provided Tylenol codeine number 4 for 15 tablets. Coming back in 15 days. So that will be the end of the patient. She will have home therapy and non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise, refer to psychiatrist, fitness club. International pain procedures are on hold. Review of the available MRI will be conducted on the next visit. Surgical options are known. The neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attended care case worker not warranted. Past medical records have been auto released. Investigations, we are already ordering an MRI for cervical thoracic lumbar spine and left shoulder to identify the damage and find the pathology. DMEs are already provided to this patient, so no new DMEs are required. She'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.